Later, it occurred to us that old Ben might like milk, too. We started leaving milk for him. We never saw him drink it, but his pan was always empty when we returned. We know the mice didn't drink it, because he took care of them. "One thing is certain," Mom said one morning when she went to shell corn. "We don't find any more corn chewed up by the mice and left on the floor." July passed, and August came. My father got used to old Ben, but not until he had proved his worth. Ben had done something our 9 cats couldn't. He had cleaned the corn crib of mice. Then, my father began to worry about old Ben's going after water and Blackie's finding his track. So he put water in the crib. September came and went. We began wondering where our pet would go when days grew colder. One morning in early October, we left milk for old Ben, and it was there when we went back that afternoon. But old Ben wasn't there. "Old Ben's a good pet for the warm months," Pa said, "but in the winter months, my cats will have to do the work. Maybe Blackie got him." "He might have holed up for the winter in the hayloft," I told Pa after we had removed all the corn and didn't find him. "I'm worried about him. I've had a lot of pets, groundhogs, crows, and hawks, but old Ben's the best yet." November, December, January, February, and March came and went. Of course, we never expected to see old Ben in one of those months. We doubted if we would ever see him again. One day in early April, I went to the corn crib, and old Ben lay stretched across the floor. He looked taller than I was now. His skin was rough, and his long body had a flabby appearance. I knew old Ben needed mice and milk. I picked him up, petted him, and told him so. But the chill of early April was still with him. He got his tongue out slower to answer the kind words I was saying to him. He tried to crawl up my arm, but he couldn't make it. That spring and summer, mice got scarce in the corn crib, and old Ben got daring. He went over to the barn and crawled up into the hayloft, where he had many feasts. But he made one mistake. He crawled from the hayloft down into Fred's feed box, where it was cool. Old Fred was our horse. There he lay coiled when the horse came in and put his nose down on top of old Ben. Fred let out a big snort and started kicking. He kicked down a partition and then turned his heels on his feed box and kicked it down. Lucky for old Ben that he got out in one piece, but he got back to his crib. Old Ben became a part of our barnyard family, a pet and darling of all. When children came to play with my brother and sisters, they always went to the crib and got old Ben. He enjoyed the children, who were afraid of him at first, but later learned to pet this kind old reptile. Summer passed, and the late days of September were very humid. Old Ben failed one morning to drink his milk. We knew it wasn't time for him to hole up for the winter. We knew something had happened. Pa and I moved the corn, searching for him. Mom made a couple of trips to the barn lot to see if we had found him. But all we found was the rough skin he had shed last spring. "Fred's never been very sociable with old Ben since he got in his box that time," Pa said. "I wonder if he could have stomped old Ben to death. Old Ben could have been crawling over the barn lot, and Fred saw his chance to get even." "We'll see," I said. Pa and I left the crib and walked to the barn lot. He went one way and I went the other, each searching the ground. Mom came through the gate and walked over where my father was looking. She started looking around too. "We think Fred might have got him," Pa said. "We're sure Fred's got it in for him over old Ben getting in his feed box last summer." "You're accusing Fred wrong," Mom said. Here's old Ben's track in the sand. I ran over to where Mom had found the track. Pa went over to look, too. It's no use now, Pa said softly. Wouldn't have taken anything for that snake. I'll miss him on that burlap sack every morning when I come to feed the horses. Always looked up at me as if he understood. The last trace old Ben had left was in the corner of the lot near the hog pen. His track went straight to the woven wire fence and stopped. They've got him, Pa said. Old Ben trusted everything and everybody. He went for a visit to the wrong place. He didn't last long among 16 hogs. They go wild over a snake. Even a biting copperhead can't stop a hog. There won't be a trace of old Ben left. We stood silently for a minute, looking at the broad, smooth track old Ben had left in the sand.